Go to College, They Said, a podcast hosted by Get Involved NC, your Center for Student Engagement and Leadership at Niagara College. We're here for students who are looking to make the most out of their time in college, enhance their experience, make connections, and gain a competitive edge. This is an all-access pass for students to listen, learn, and start to lead with their best professional foot forward. So go to college, they said. It'll be fun, they said. Welcome back to Go to College, They Said, your NC podcast. It is your host, Cecil Sarah, here. And I have bringing back the one and only Miss Dana Brown to the podcast, our student experience coordinator, to give us our summer hello check-in. Dana.
Thank you, Sarah, for such a lovely, warm welcome.
Of course.
But yeah, it's July 16th when we're recording this. I feel like that's a pretty middle of summer date, which makes me sad because that means half of it possibly is passed. But we wanted to check in on all our amazing students, whether you are a new student that's going to start in September, a student who's currently studying over the summer semester, or you're on a break and you're coming back in September. We wanted to just check in with you all and do an episode really just based on a couple things you can keep in mind, or maybe you've been off, you know, the NC email or the websites and you want to know what's going on. So we thought we would kind of just do a check-in.
Yeah, I feel like this time or around this time, people start kind of looking back into, okay, what's coming up? What's my September going to look like? What do I need to get prepared for? So I think this is a good midsummer check-in to set yourself up with a successful fall start or a fall return, whatever it is for you.
Yeah, and I think a lot of students have questions because there's been a lot of progress here in Ontario with the vaccinations and restrictions changing. So I'm not going to say we have all the answers for September, but I mean, the most important thing that we can talk about that is available is you can find out how you're going to learn in September based on your program. So I did want to talk about that a little because that information's out there, but I feel like it, maybe the way it's worded, a lot of students haven't gone and checked that out, but always good to know how to find the information. Sarah's going to put the links in the podcast notes. Is that what it's called?
The show notes. Yeah.
Show notes. Sorry. So you can find it easily. Plus, you should be getting emails from us no matter, you know, what stage you're studying at, with just reminders and stuff. So I'm sure if you're a returning student, you kind of know what to check and what's going on. But if you're a new student, maybe you don't know. And I just think we should go over that because you can find out how you're going to learn. So the biggest thing is you need to go to the Niagara College website, which is niagaracollege.ca. And you should see a big red, I'm typing it in here, a big red box at the top that says COVID-19 updates. It's going to be nice the day we can take that off. Hey, Sarah?
Lovely.
It'll just be like regular times, the issues we had before.
The world is back to normal. This is everything you need to know now.
Yeah. So, but just be aware that we do have a website that does have a lot of information on it. A lot of it's in there. The best thing I can say to do if you're looking for anything is use that search button and just type in what you want. I think everything's there, but we're going specifically to the big red box that says COVID-19 updates. You're going to click on it. And we're on our COVID-19 update page. What we're looking for you guys is term updates. So that comes up on the menu and we're going to go fall 2021 because that's the next term that we'll be starting. So we currently are in a semester, the spring summer semester that runs from May to August for those students, but they obviously know how they're learning because they're in the middle of it. So the next one coming up that there could be some changes for you is fall. So once you click on that, you'll see how will I learn this fall? And I'm really glad we changed the wording because I think that makes more sense than, you know, program status. A lot of people don't know what that means. So it's how you're going to learn. So it still says program status. You're going to click on it. And here we have a box full of definitions. And Sarah, be honest, when you go on a website and there's a whole bunch of text and a box of definitions, do you know normally read it? Be honest.
Hashtag overwhelmed. I just know what I'm looking for and I don't want to get lost.
Exactly. So I will say there's a lot of definitions. We added color coding, but if there's any bunch of definitions that I'd really like you guys to read, it's this box. That's why it comes up before the actual program status searchable box, because if you don't know what the definitions are, you're not going to know how to read the chart. You heard it here first. Please read this box of definitions. I'm looking at it now. Yes, it's a lot of text, but what else are we really doing? I mean, we can have some fun, but we still got time. And of course, you know, if you're listening, I'm going to go over it now. So win-win. This chart on how you're going to learn in September is basically by program. So you would search your program and then it's going to give you a bunch of information. But to understand how it's going to work, you need to know, obviously, your program, which, you know, what level you're in. So level is just the semester. So if you're a new student, you're level one, because this is your first semester that you've ever done in that program. For upper year students, it just depends like what term you're in. So, and how your program runs. So you could be in the second level, three. I hope you know that by now, but for new students, just know that you're level one. So you're going to need to look for your program name and then the right level to know how you're learning, because there's different levels. And then the other definitions are how you're going to be learning. So there's a couple different options. One of them is on campus. So that means on campus. So everything will be delivered completely on campus for your program. So there's not a lot of programs that have completely on campus. Just know, so that's blue, but it just means everything will be on it. So that's why we added that column this year. It doesn't mean you'll have a mix of online and on campus. That's called hybrid. That's a whole other column. On campus means everything will be on campus. So just clicking through right now, like you're not going to see tons, but I think hairstyling was one of them. Community integration through cooperative education, CICE. There's not a lot, but there are some. So if you are in the on-campus column, that means everything will be on campus. The next one is probably, I would say, the most common that we're seeing for September, which is hybrid. So that's a mix of on-campus classes. So you will be physically on campus for classes. And then some of them you'll still have online. So really that can mean at least you have one class that's in person. So I think that's the important thing to talk about. When students hear hybrid, maybe they think it's like 50% of their classes are in person and 50% are online. It will vary based on program, but we're actually going to go over today how you can look to see what you're looking at before timetable selection. So because we're in the middle of July, we still have a couple of weeks till timetable selection where you can actually see what classes are online and what's a mix and if it's synchronous or asynchronous, all those different things. If you're starting to plan now, which you should be, that's what the check-in's for, you can actually look up each course in your program and see if it will be in person or online or a mix of both. So that's the thing. I'm not even sure if we had that before. So if you want to start looking at maybe how many classes might have an in-person component to maybe plan, you know, where you're living, or if you're going to carpool or get a transit pass, you can start doing that now and you don't have to wait till timetable selection. And then of course, once you pick your schedule, you'll get to see, you know, how many hours you're on campus and how many hours you're moving online. So that's what hybrid is. You're going to have a mix, but it doesn't really explain how many hours yet, but you can start looking up your courses. Then we've got fully online, which no one wants to hear, I don't think, but maybe some people do. Actually, I heard some students like learning fully online. Eh, Sarah?
Yeah, I think it's given some people the ability to pursue their post-secondary too, because some people who wouldn't have been able to, you know, be in a classroom full time,
yeah,
taking advantage of it. So I think it's give and take, but the people who envision themselves being on campus, yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
There's pros and cons online for both.
Absolutely.
Just like everything in life, but we still do have some fully online programs. So that means you will not be coming to campus at this time. Obviously things can change in the future. And when I say that, it doesn't mean that halfway through your semester, they'd be adding classes if you're fully online, because they have to give, you know, you guys enough notice to, they're not just going to spring something on you, right? So what I mean for that is maybe, you know, a library service could be open later in the fall and you could access it. But for the time being, if you have a fully on campus program or hybrid, then you would have access to campus. But if you're on fully online at this point, you would stay fully online and not have access to campus. So
yeah,
there are still programs that are running fully online.
And this also comes from way above and outside of Niagara College. You know, this is not Niagara College choosing these programs are online, these programs. That's coming from what we are able and regulated to do based on our current state of
program. Yes.
And that's college. So, across different colleges. So
exactly.
That's just a little disclaimer that you'll also see when you do read that COVID and Niagara College website updates, is that these restrictions and what we're able to do on campus is coming based on government
regulations. Yeah. And you just have to, it's hard to think big picture, especially mm-hmm. we've been in our little picture in our little homes for so long. But big picture is public health or the government is telling us at the college, this is how many people you can have in a room to be safe.
Yeah.
You know, if we were just a tiny little schoolhouse in the middle of nowhere and we had 30 students, yeah, all of us could go to school every day and be together. But we have 11,000 students between our two campuses, plus all the staff,
faculty.
So we've got lots of people. So we're probably, you know, one of the workplaces that is going to be still adjusting, even though things are going well. So just keep that in mind. It's not, if we were able to control it, we'd have to.
I was
going to
say, if it was anyone's choice, the staff, the faculty, everyone would want to just be back on campus.
Yeah. 100%. But it's a numbers game and we have to put everyone's safety first. So this is just based on how many students can we possibly have in a lecture room, in a lab, on campus safely. And then they have to make all these schedules to make sure it works. And then yes, because of the class sizes and how many students are allowed on at once, some classes still have to be online for the time being, but we're moving in a positive direction. So I think we started telling students, you know, in our January 2021 semester, everything will get better from here. We know we're moving in the right direction. This semester might not be exactly what you want, but each semester going forward, it's getting better and better. And you got to make the most of where you are now.
Yeah, exactly.
So yes, we do fully online programs. And there's a couple different options there. You can read synchronous and asynchronous. I think we have an episode on that from last summer, even January, but there's just different styles of learning for each option. So it is a lot, but that's why I said read the definitions and then go search for your program. So all you have to do is type your program name in that little box. Remember, look for the level that you're in, and then it's going to check off if you're hybrid, fully online, on campus. And then there's column for notes. So I can see co-ops on here. You're on a co-op term. If there's a practical, if there's anything you need to know, it is on this page. Now, the thing that maybe some students don't know you can do is start looking at your courses to see if it's going to be online, in person, or a mix. So on the left-hand menu, underneath planning by program, you can go planning by course. And then it breaks it down. So it goes by school. So if you are in the School of Justice and Fitness Studies, you would click on that. Once again, there's some more definitions. Actually, it's the exact same definition. So you should already be a pro in it by now, but it's still there. And then it lists all the courses for all the programs within that school. So the extra step you're going to have to do here now is use the website to look up what courses you need for your semester. So that's listed on the Niagara College website. If you just search your program name, it will say courses by term, I think, the ones that you need. Then there will be course codes. So you want to write those all down, and then you're going to come back, search them in the box. Or what you can do, you can just search your program. So I'm looking at search box. I'm typing in Police Foundation. A bunch of the Police Foundation courses come up. So it still is the level. So if I'm a new student going into Police Foundations, I can see that if I'm in level one, I can start to see all my classes just going through without having to know the course code because I'm in level one. And I can see that lots are checked off as fully online. I can see one that's completely on campus. You can do it that way too. But I think a lot of students don't know that this information is available. But if you're a planner or you want to know, take a look. All you have to do is know your program name and read those definitions and then write down what's on campus, what's online, and what's a hybrid. Obviously, you're not going to know the breakdown of your hybrid classes until timetable selection. But it's just a good way to kind of start planning what your September to December is going to look like. That information's there for you. So start planning and then also put a reminder in your phone that timetable selection begins, I believe it's August 5th. It's around the beginning of August. And this is the big disclaimer. If you are a new student or a student who didn't already know this, timetable selection usually runs like a full week, not including the weekends. So there's different days for different programs to choose their timetable. So it doesn't open up on the same day for everyone. You need to check when your program selection date opens. So as of today, that information is not available. They're actually going to post it on the MyNC announcement page in the next coming week or so. So, and of course, we're going to email you to remind you, but we're not going to email you what your date is because there's so many different programs with so many different dates. We're just going to email you to remind you to check when your date is and then put it in your phone.
And so it starts on August 5th.
Perfect. Thank you, Sarah.
And it says, if you go on to, if you are always, this is my favorite thing. If if you are wondering about any dates related to your college or academics, a simple Google search Niagara College important dates, and you'll be able to see anything from holidays, what days you don't have to be there, to things like full-time online timetable selection begins August 5th. So that being said, what Dana had said, that is the first day to start selecting timetables. That does not mean you or your program will be on August 5th. That means that's when timetable selection opens and runs over a course of many days. So know what day is yours so that you can get on and select a block that works best for you.
Yeah. And like I said, as of today, the dates have not been released. We just know it starts on August 5th. So it's going to run no earlier than that. But it usually runs, I think, like 5 business days after that. And you can check the MyNC announcement page and the emails that we'll be sending out to get you to check when your date is. And then just put a reminder in your phone, have to choose your timetable. It always opens at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, nice and early, to get the most options for choosing your timetable. And you do have to have paid the right amount of either, if you're a domestic student, your $250 deposit. If you're an international student, you have to have paid your full term fees in order to choose your timetable. So if you haven't done that yet, please go do that. And just remember, it does take usually 3 business days for payments to go through. So you need to have all your payments and things made in order to choose your timetable selection. And if there's any new students listening, you also have had to have paid those fees for your NC email to be set up. So just a little reminder there, you can do that now. And once again, on the Niagara College website, it talks all about payments and how to do it and how to check it in the MyNC, My Financials, internet banking, everything like that. So it is on the website. But those are just some reminders for you guys, because the information is out on how you will be learning in September. Put a reminder in for timetable selection starts early August, and then you're going to have to check back to see when your actual date is. But that's all you can do for now. And then, of course, when you choose your timetable, you'll get to see the truth. What's going on? What classes are at 8:30 a.m.? I don't know how late they're going to go this year. We had some Saturday classes last year. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. Me and Sarah don't even know that. But we are having more students on campus, which is really exciting. But for everyone who's not, we are still here for you virtually. So Sarah, anything to add about, I think, just getting ready for September and yada, yada, yada?
I think you covered all the bases for that. I would say I'm getting a couple emails from excited students ready to get going and join us in September, as well as some who are returning in September about leadership and mentorship opportunities on campus. So leadership and mentorship are programs we run out of our office. Mentorship is where you can connect with upper year students who have kind of been in your shoes before, more uniquely in the last year or so, where they can kind of give you their insight into, you know, their experiences learning online. We're going to have some returning and some alumni who have said, you know, I was a pandemic student or a COVID graduate, and I went on and was able to graduate into the workforce and gain employment in my field of study, and just give some great one feel good stories and some guidance for you along the way. And then our leadership program will run with a conference style welcome come November, with many different updates from that September start, but really kicks off in November to help you develop your professional development, your career readiness, and your sense of community within NC. So lots of ways that you can get involved. Anything here that kind of piques your interest, messaging will go out over the next couple of weeks about if you are a returning student wanting to connect with first-year students and help them kind of with their transition and get them feeling that NC spirit. If you are an incoming first-year student and you want to connect, all of that information is going to come out. So
kind of the last thing is career services is still available.
Yes.
So I feel like, did we do an episode about that earlier in maybe May? But anyways, you were talking about leadership and mentorship and really thinking about taking advantage of those services for you and making the most out of your time. But regardless of what stage you're in, if you're looking for a part-time job, if you're not really looking for a job, but you know your resume ain't great and you need some help on it, if you want to do mock interviews, if you just want to look at the job board, we have a whole department called Career Services that can help you. So we've got co-op students that have their own co-op consultants, and anyone who is not in a co-op program, you have a career consultant who can help you with your job search, career development plans, anything like that. Everything is still happening virtually for the time being. So what you're going to want to do is you need to check out the My Career Portal. That is the gateway for all this amazing information. And most importantly, it has the job board on it. So if you are looking for a job, we have hundreds of jobs posted for students and grads. You have to log in with your MyNC username and password because they are just meant for Niagara College students. So a lot of these jobs you're not going to find on Indeed or other job boards out there because they were sent to us by employers who want amazing Niagara College students. So last time I was on the board, there was over 200 jobs. So please go check it out. It's just in the MyNC portal. Where else? You go to all apps and then you have to find the little briefcase icon. It says My Career. And then it should just take you there. And we actually have some tutorials on how to use it on our Instagram at GetInvolvedNC. So I think it's just under our IGTV channel. So you can see if you've never used it before, we have some screen recordings of how to use it, how to get to the job board. But there's also, what else is on there, Sarah? Tons of things. So we've got the resume templates and cover letter, I think templates for every single program that we offer at the college. So if you are not sure, there is an example for every single program.
There's so many things. I just think of all the times I talk to alumni who are like, I wish I utilized the services available to me as an NC student, like you said. Mock interviews, whether that is scheduling one with someone to do a virtual mock interview of your field of study or industry you'd like to pursue, whether that's a skills building workshop that you want to help identify what skills you have. We've said it before, every person has well over 200 skills and you cannot, well, for the most part, they cannot name 10 of their own skills. So we want to help you help yourself to get that job by identifying your skill set. Resume and cover letter review. We have a software called Interview Stream that you can go on and set different questions that you want to practice. You can get feedback on your body language, on your responses. There's so many great resources for you to use. And it might sound crazy, like I haven't even started yet in September and you're talking about when I'm ready to leave and get a job. Time will fly, I promise you. And we are just here to make sure that you make the most of your time and you are supported every step of the way. So from us, engagement, advising, and career services, we hope that you have an enjoyable remainder of this short, lovely summer months that we have in here in Ontario. If you're with us here, try and enjoy the warm weather. And we look forward to seeing you in September. Stay tuned, connected every week with episodes of Psychology Said. Thanks for listening.
Bye, guys.
Bye.